My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin gets in lawyer mode. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, I told you, I have nothing to do with that profile. She goes, I don't know who has that profile. I go, okay, well, it is a girl you use, has Belinda's name, is signed Mavis. Either you or Belinda knows more than you are saying, or somebody has taken both of your IDs. My word!
You know who it is? It's the janitor at the internet cafe.
Yes, could be. She goes, forget, they don't even look alike. Open your eyes, man.
She said that?
Yeah.
Somebody's on the wall.
Yeah.
I go, the girl in the picture listed the girl you used as a cousin of your girl.
Oh.
I go, also, there are profiles that list that girl as coming from Birmingham, England, which is where both you and Belinda have claimed to be from.
Ooh, shit's unraveling. Shit is unraveling.
Guess who's back?
Shit is unraveling.
The prosecutor's in the house.
Yeah.
Belinda have claimed to be from when you were not being truthful. There are a lot of comparisons. She goes, there are people who also live there. And those two girls are different, man. They're different. Just forget it.
Manager! Manager!
I object!
Manager!
I go, isn't it odd that a girl would list you and Belinda as names interchangeably? Do you think Belinda's behind this? She goes, don't know. She goes, no one is.
No one is. What did you say, Spambot 5000?
Yeah, no one is.
No one is here.
They're right on. Warning.
Davin in lawyer mode. Warning. No dear.
All right, Pip, let me ask you a question. Do you like Davin in sexy talk mode or Davin in lawyer mode better? Because I know you like both.
Oh, no. I really do like the interrogation a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
What about you, Joe? I don't
know. Because interrogational Davin comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because the funniest thing is you really catch them with their drawers down. You really do.
More than you do in sexy mode.
Because it's sexy. Because in sexy mode you're there.
Here's the interesting thing. It's funny you bring that up. In sexy mode, they go, okay, got to go bye. In interrogation mode, they stick around.
I know, they do. They fight. But as soon as you're like, hey, baby, they're like, oh, the lights are dimming. And not in a good way.
Yeah, now, amazing, right now here, this is time to go, well, I got to go.
Yeah, I know. Oh, chat chooses sexy lawyer.
They like sexy lawyer. That's what I would have been if I stayed in law school, bitches.
But the funny thing is that she's sounding so like flustered because everything's on the line now.
It certainly is.
You know?
She's going to ruin this.
And I mean, you're hitting her with facts.
I've done this to them before, though.
I know.
He's bringing sexy back. I object.
And even if you are an experienced scammer and stuff like that, when you're dealing with this, you're like, oh, for Christ's sakes. It's like when you get a call at work and it's a problem and you're in a busy day. Jesus Christ. Yeah. You got to drop everything and figure it out.
You look at the caller ID and go, oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, God,
but
not
they seek
him.
Me out. Yeah. They call the problem client.
Yeah, they do.
They like me. She goes, don't know. No one is. I go, well, somebody is. If not you, you should be concerned because they're using your name. She goes, I'm not the only one called Mavis, and you're not the only one called Davin in the world. I go, true, but do you not think it is odd that somebody named Mavis Mills has multiple profiles linked to somebody named Belinda Abbey, both using a model that has had her picture stolen?
That could happen.
Oh, sure.
I go, maybe I've been wrong this whole time. Maybe it is Belinda who's been dishonest with me.
Oh.
Sorry that Belinda did this to you. I guess I know what I have to do. My apologies. Peace!
Boy, she threw under the bus.
No, that was me to her.
Oh, I thought you threw under the bus.
That was me to her.
Yes, I know what I have to do.
Yeah. That was me to her.
Oh.
Somebody's going to be a chicken.
Somebody's in trouble. Somebody screwed up and asked to do some explaining to the boss. What are you doing? You lost him. We didn't even want you involved with him.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Belinda had it all under control. They were talking about God.
And now look at you. Throwing... wrecked it all.
What do you guys think?
I think Belinda is going to go nuts when you come back with, you know what Mavis said? Bah, bah, bah,
not the bah, first time I've done that to them.
I know. She's going to go nuts.
Weren't they at times saying they didn't know each other?
Well, one time they were best friends.
And then they didn't know each other.
They knew each other on the internet.
Right.
But the warrant is close as we thought they were. Like they
right. They're
they
just co-workers,
they weren't as
close. Yeah.
They work at cubicles. It's fine. But, yeah, so I've pretty much now flipped the script. Mavis is now the honest one. Now it's time to say goodbye to my girlfriend who's invested all this time and effort into me.
Oh, boy. Mm.
I guess Mavis might be feeling uncomfortable again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she's like, she's blowing the deal for Belinda.
And on both of them, I just dropped the mic and walked away. Let them think about some stuff for a while.
Yeah, really. It's like you're usually the one that's there.
Hello?
After
Hello?
They're gone. Yeah. Trucker Tom says, Devin Rosenblatt, sex lawyer.
Could be.
This is really interesting. What do you think, Joe? You look pondering.
Yeah, It hinges on how close Belinda and Mavis are. Belinda just got done with Davin. Belinda just got done with Davin having this conversation about religion and so forth.
The day before.
Kind of left things okay.
Right.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
Spiritual.
Yeah, I don't think there was any tension between us.
No tension.
No.
It was a spiritual conversation.
Right.
All right. So when they get off the phone, things are good. It's cool. Yeah. All right. Now Mavis goes in and gets called on the carpet and kind of like goes hamana, hamana, hamana and screws everything up. Now, if they don't talk to each other, I guess it's, you know, it's okay. Mavis is going to be, you know, is freaking out, but Belinda doesn't know what's going on. The clue here is to see what kind of relationship Belinda or Mavis has with each other.
Yes.
Because if there's a problem, they're going to get on the phone or they're going to talk. Look, we got a problem here. So, obviously, I guess it's going to be next week when we get back to this to see.
Funny how I do that, Joe.
What? Yeah.
It's called anticipation. So, for next week, let's jot this down, put it in the memory banks. How is Belinda going to be interacting with Davin, and how is Mavis going to be interacting with Davin? Basically, they're probably going to, the both of them better be pretty damned humble.
But the other thing is, what you're saying leads to me to think, is Belinda going to act like she already knows that Mavis stirred the pot? You know, like, is she going to be, you know, I heard you were talking. I mean, would she give that up? I heard you were talking to Mavis, and, you know,
right.
Why am I in trouble again?
Right.
You know?
If anything, if that is mentioned, it will define and clarify the relationship between the two.
That's what I'm, yeah.
It's
that's
almost
what
like
I
know
too.
What I'm doing.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.